God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there must be three times that one should go forth. So it was with our Savior, so it is for you and for me. The first going forth of the Son of God is a heavenly thing. And you and I have trouble grasping it. He is the one who is begotten of the Father from eternity. This is his first going forth. He is begotten of the Father before all worlds. He is God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made. Being of one substance with the Father, begotten. To be begotten but not born means you have no beginning. To be born indicates a beginning. The Son of God is begotten of his Father before all time, before there was a before. He is begotten, not born, not made. From eternity. And so Jesus would pray to his Father in the high priestly prayer, Father, glorify thou me with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. This is his first going forth. For you and for me, our first going forth is as different as Christ's first going forth, as infinity is different from that which is finite. As light is different from darkness, so is the first going forth of the Son of God as being the begotten one different from our first going forth. For you see, you and I are, in a manner of speaking, begotten of our father Adam. In Adam, we have all been one huge rebellious man. We all have fled that evening voice that sought us as we ran. In the loins of Adam, you and I sinned. And so when we were born, and yes, our first going forth meant that we had a beginning. When we were first born, we were, as Jesus says, born of the flesh. Born already sinful. Born already like the flesh of the fish that is dead, that washes up on the seashore and it stinks. Born like the flesh of the roadkill raccoon along the road, so you and I are born of the flesh. That is our first going forth. And if we have no other going forth, then we remain that stinking, rotting flesh. However, the Son of God determined to go forth a second time. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The only begotten one from eternity is now given, and he goes forth a second time. And he is conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary. Or as John would put it, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. When you looked at him, he looked like one of us. And as you looked at him hanging upon that cursed tree, he looked like our rotting, stinking flesh. For he was bearing our sins in his body on that tree. For that is why he was born. That is why he went forth a second time. That even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man had to be lifted up on that tree. And when he was dead, the soldier, the Roman soldier, pierced his side, and out came forth blood and water. Thanks be to God for the blood and the water. For now you and I may have a second going forth. And it is something like our Savior's second going forth, for we too are conceived by the Holy Ghost and born of the Virgin Church, the Bride of Christ. We are born again in our baptism, born of water and the Spirit, as Jesus himself says. And being born again, you and I now, by the power of the Spirit, can believe in the gospel that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And you and I can not only believe in the gospel, we can begin to learn the gospel. We can begin to live the gospel. We can share the gospel. And all of this happens because we have been born again. The Holy Spirit has caused us to be born a second time. Thanks be to God. Yes, we still carry around the flesh, but we may come to our precious and loving Savior, and in his body and in his blood, we may find that forgiveness again and again, and so our Savior cleanses and purifies his bride, the church, so that she continues to be without spot or wrinkle. We are brought forth again. But there is a third bringing forth. Our Savior, who died for our sins, rose from the dead. And in Revelation chapter 1, the Apostle John says of Jesus, he is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead. Our Savior comes from the womb of Mother Earth, and he is the firstborn. Ah, and now you and I can be born into eternal life. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And when a Jew thought of everlasting life, they did not think of a disembodied spirit. A Jew understood that everlasting life meant resurrection. And so you and I, like our Savior, will live through a state of humiliation. We have been born again, and we will suffer as he suffered. Any who would live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. We will suffer in our bodies, and we are waiting for the redemption of our bodies, to it the resurrection, the third going forth. But thanks be to God, it is a certainty. Because our Savior went forth that third time from the tomb, so you and I shall likewise go forth. We shall hear his voice on the last day, and we shall live forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.